7. We're coming now to the Hour 1 Nugget. I'm not going to call this the Hour 2 Nugget. I'm going to simply call it the Hour 1 Nugget because that is what it is, although it's in Hour 2. Don't think that you've got your timings wrong because you haven't. It's me that got the timings wrong. We've now come to 1 Peter, the second chapter, and we're looking at the second verse. Let's just look at what we looked at yesterday, and that was to get rid of all evil behavior. Be done with all deceit, hypocrisy, and jealousy, and all kinds of speech. It's clear here that Peter is giving us a message. He's giving us instruction, if you will, to live our lives correctly, the way that Jesus would want us to live our lives. Verse 2 says this: like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. And then Peter says this, he says, cry out for this nourishment. Like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment. Again, some advice from Peter. When we become born again, I want you to try and imagine that you have become a newborn baby. A newborn baby needs milk. When you're born again of the Spirit of God, you need spiritual milk. Now, it is known by quite a few exponents of the Bible, quite a few biblical teachers, professors, whatever you'd like to call them, that spiritual milk is linked with the second coming of Christ. It's linked with the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I don't like to look at it like that. I don't like to look at it as a professor, if you like. I'm not here to teach you as a professor. I'm here to teach you the way I believe God is putting the words into my mouth to teach you. And because of that, I want to bring you a list. Now, I'm hoping and I'm praying that you've got some paper that you can write this down, because this, beloved, is good stuff, believe you me. And this is what I want to bring. There, I believe, are six things that we need to do to be prepared for the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When we see in the book of Revelation, he comes riding in on a cloud, and it is known that every single eye will see him. Some TV networks like to think that they will be seen by their TV network right across the globe. I think it's much deeper than that. I think it's much more spiritual than that. I don't think that God had his eye on television when he made a decision when his son was going to come back. That is for sure. But I want to bring you these 6 points. I don't know how long this is going to take. It'll take as long as it takes, but I want to bring these 6 points to you. The first point I want to bring is this: repentance from acts that lead to death. Repentance from acts that lead to death. We need to always repent, beloved. Repentance means to turn away from. We turn away from those things that we did that we knew were wrong, and we turn away from them. Otherwise, it's not repentance. Many times, beloved, we sin, and we repent of that sin. And then we sin again. The same one. Over and over and over again. Well, why say the word repentance? Because it wasn't repentance, because we haven't turned away from it, and we haven't stopped doing it. And until we repent, until we turn away from it and stop doing it, it is not repentance. So therefore, the first one, repentance from acts that lead to death, are absolutely vital, I believe. The second one is going to sound silly, but it's really true. And that's quite simply faith in God. Faith in God. And I believe along with faith in God comes trust in God. If we can't trust Him, how can we have faith in Him? I'm really sorry that I am going through this so quickly. But it is necessary that you get this information, and I get it to you as quickly as I possibly can. So number two is faith in God. Number three is instruction about baptisms. Now, it's quite possible. I was talking to Martin, who is my partner in Worship Radio 247, and I was talking to him this very morning about baptism. I said to him, you know, some people believe that you have to be fully immersed when you're baptized. Some people believe you have to stand in water and have water sprinkled over your head. Some people believe you should be baptized at birth. Some people believe this. Some people believe that. Some people believe the other. The important thing, beloved, is that baptism is done as baptism. The death of the old and the beginning of the new. It doesn't matter how it's done, whether you're fully immersed, whether water's sprinkled on your head as an adult. It doesn't really matter. Because you see, once we love each other the way Christ loved us first, then the walls that divide us are going to break down. Those walls that divide different doctrines when they say you have to be fully immersed or you have to have water sprinkled on your head, whatever. Love will conquer that. It will smash down those walls. Faith in God, therefore, is important, as is number three, instruction about baptisms. Now, we're taught in the New Testament about the laying on of hands. That is number four. The laying on of hands. I believe the laying on of hands by the pastor, by the elder of your church, is absolutely crucial and vital. Why? Because it's in the Bible, beloved. If it's in the Bible, then it's crucial and important. If it's not in the Bible, then we shouldn't even be looking at it. And we should not be even thinking about anything that is not backed up in Scripture by the Word of God. The laying on of hands. I have done that many times when I've been preaching in churches. I've laid my hands on people and have seen astonishing results. Astonishing. I'm not doing it for effect. I'm doing it because that's what the Bible says. Oh boy, I just want this information to get into your spirit, into your heart, and for you to know which way to turn next. Number five is understanding the resurrection from the dead. Understanding the resurrection of the dead and knowing what happens when we die, when we go to be with the Lord, what is going to happen? The Bible says the trumpet shall sound and the dead will be raised incorruptible, says Isaiah. Look at that word, incorruptible. The trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. That's number five, understanding the resurrection of the dead. And finally, number six, we need to have a great understanding of the eternal judgment. Every single one of us, beloved, is going to be judged for what we've done. But if we have kept short account, the Bible tells us that our sins are gone as far as the east is from the west. Now, I've said this before and I'll repeat it. If you go from north to south, eventually, if you go north, you will hit south. If you go east, you will continue to go east and you'll never, ever, ever meet west. And that is why the Bible says from the east to the west. That's how far your sins are forgotten and gone. And if you repent and keep a short account, then when it comes to eternal judgment, there will be nothing to judge. We know this, the wages of sin is death. We have to know this information, beloved. This information needs to be in our hearts and in our minds and on our lips constantly. Those six things, I believe, we should know before we move on. And if we're still not sure of those six things, we need to know about those six things. And maybe I will bring a six-part series on just this. In fact, I think I will. I'm going to bring six parts on this and go into each one in depth. Because this, beloved, is spiritual milk. It is what we need to nourish us, to sustain us. And oftentimes, we're in a situation where we have walked away from the Lord by sinning, by not repenting, by carrying on doing what we want to do. And then we come back to Him. We need to be reminded of this. Perhaps you're saying to yourself, well, I'm a mature Christian. I know exactly what you're talking about, David. I've heard it all before. Well, that's wonderful. If you know it, then act on it. If you know what I'm talking about, then you need to act on it. Let us rejoice and join together and love Him who first loved us. In the name of Jesus, let's continue in worship now on Worship Radio 247 online. I love this. Listen to this.
Stand amazed in the presence.